The gates of hell opens at 7 o'clock at the Capri Drive-In Theater. October 23, come early and get your coffin ready. We got three of the greatest horror shows you've ever seen. The Rocky Horror Picture Show! Mausoleum Row will bury you in one. And Halloween, the original. Oh! And the best of all, the Capri is offering a $100 crisp $100 bill for the best costume. You'll be here. $100 cash. Now you'll be here. I want to introduce you to my son, Dunderhead.
Hello, Pa. Hello, Pa. Which way to go, Pa? Oh, oh, oh. Hey, Pa. Pa, you want me to go to show? No, I'm scared, Pa. I can't go to show.
No way. I'm going to listen to Tim Barron and Debbie and John on the Q106. That movie's going to scare me too much, Pa. I can't do it, Pa, 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 Pa. I can't do it. Which way to go, Pa? Ooh. Beat it, son. You bother me. Well, we'll see you October the 23rd. Be there, and you might get that $100 bill and a ride in my coffin. See ya.
Well, you know, so many of the drive-ins sold out. I think some drive-ins died of their own problems because they sold out to porno places, and they became porno, which, you know, they got the right to porno.
I will not run a porno picture.
But you won't do it.
Listen, we're a family drive-in.
And you're there for the whole family to go
right,
and hang
absolutely.
Out. That's the way to do it, man.
Well, no porno here.
That's right. That's the way to do it. Is it's the
I'm just a young man, you know. I'm only 80 years old.
You're 80?
80.
Wow.
You sound great.
So I, my son Tom and his wife Susan are running it for me.
Uh-huh.
And I more or less gave it to them. You know, I come here in the summertime. I live in Naples, Florida.
Uh-huh. Oh. And you come and do the announcements on the phone.
And I come and help them.
And you'll do the announcements on the recorder. So
right. And of course, I'm an electronic genius.
Of course you are.
I take care of the equipment.
Now, let me ask you about the drive-in itself. How long have you owned it?
30 years.
You've had it for the last 30?
I built the drive-in, yeah.
You built it?
I built it.
You built it, you love it, you take care of it every
right.
day. And that's the way to do it, man. What a nice family operation that is. And John, what kind of equipment have you got in there?
In one booth, we have the conventional equipment. We have what's called Super Simplex, which is the finest projectors ever made.
Yep.
Our second booth is automated.
You got the platter in there?
Yeah, they have the platter, because yeah. we want to be able to do things at one booth you can't do with the platter, because you're fixed.
Yep.
See?
Oh, I understand. I used
and
to be a projectionist.
And our sound is all radio sound.
Yeah, it's all radio, huh?
Yeah, we took the speaker post out, and it's all radio now. And, very high-quality radio.
That's great. On the AM band, then?
AM band. We had FM, but we had to take it out because it carried too far.
Uh-oh. It started coming into people's houses.
We FCC kind of clamped down on us.
Yeah, we've heard of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of happened to us before,
yeah.
too. Fascist Communications Commission is what we call those guys. That's fantastic. Yeah, I was a projectionist many, many years ago.
Oh, you were? What machines?
The Simplex machines.
Oh, Simplex, huh?
Yep, the Simplex machines with the foot pedals and all that. And it was at the Moonlight Drive-In down in Abingdon, Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
And it was part of the Moonlight chain. If you're 80 years old, you probably remember the Moonlight chain.
I was a sound engineer from my youth on in theaters. In fact, I used to build amplifiers for theaters.
Is that right?
I mean, the tube type, you know.
Yeah, well, we had the old Ampex amplifiers.
You had the Ampex.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we could probably shoot the crap about this for quite a while, but we'd be boring a quarter million listeners. So let's just thank John from the Capri Drive-In for hanging out with us. I'm going to put you on hold, though, okay, John? I'm going to talk to you a little bit off the air.
All right, fine.
But I wanted to thank you. Thanks
and,
for coming.
And you might tell everybody we're playing Jurassic Park this weekend.
We heard.
and also Cliffhanger.
Okay. Cliffhanger?
Yeah, that's on screen, too. That's with Stallone.
Yeah, that's right. Sylvester Stallone and who else is in that damn movie?
And I'm trying to think now. I can't think.
Behringer? Was he in it?
I think it's Behringer.
Yeah.
Tom Behringer.
Tom Behringer.
That's what it is. All right. Well, look, and your last name is Magos?
Magos.
John Magos, the owner of the Capri Drive-In down just outside of Caldwell.